Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about modern-day discipleship ideas for disciple makers. I cannot wait to go ahead and talk about this topic because I really do believe that God is calling us in our day and hour to go forth and to make more disciples. And so I have a question for you. How are you doing in this area? Are you going out there and making disciples? Or is this something that's kind of scary to you? How are you doing in this area? All right, so we're going to talk about it today. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So number one is, what is a disciple? And then what is a disciple maker? Like, what does that actually look like? So a disciple is a follower or a student. And then a disciple maker is one who goes and makes disciples. So that's pretty clear. And so I want to break down a very popular verse that a lot of us are familiar with, and it's dealing with the Great Commission. And it's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And this is what it says. It says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Right? And so even for us, now he's talking to these disciples that he's walking with, these 12 disciples that he's been walking with, but he's also giving us this message even for us today, because we are those new disciples, right? We are hearing the word, we're reading the word, it's being taught to us. And so we are disciples, and now God is calling us to help to fulfill the Great Commission and to go out and to be disciple makers. And so it's just so key to really break that down and chew this word, meditate on it, and then go forth and do what God is calling you to do. Well, let's dive into these modern day discipleship ideas for us as disciple makers. Number one is to host a virtual Bible study. Now, we have Zoom and StreamYard and all these various platforms that we can actually host a virtual Bible study. And some of you may already be doing this. There are some that are listening right now that are already doing virtual Bible studies. And so you may be doing this. But if you're not, this would be something to consider. And the way that you would go about doing this is to choose a Bible study of your choice, or as you're led by the Holy Spirit, or something that is very passionate, you're very passionate about, or something that's big on your heart. And then go ahead and order the study, whether that's a video series or whether it's just a book that you want everyone to get. And if you're on Zoom, you could actually play that video and everyone can watch it from there. Now, it's not a DVD. It can actually be something that you can order online. So if there is a, you know, a study that you can download and that you can watch via video, you can go ahead and do that virtually. So that's one idea. Also, in the same component of doing a virtual Bible study, is if you have an app, like if you have designed your own app, then you can definitely do it there as well. Or if you have a private community, and I'm not talking about Facebook community, but I'm just talking about a private community that you have maybe hosted on your website, you can do a video where you can live stream there and people can sign up to attend. Number two is to do a one-on-one discipleship online. And what I mean by this is just like Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, you can actually talk to one-to-one. So if you wanted to talk to someone online, maybe you met them on Instagram or met them on Facebook or LinkedIn or someone virtually, then, or even if you've met them in person and you just can't get together, like I'm going to be doing that soon, getting and having a coffee chat, and we're just going to be kicking the word around and just talking about it. Amen. She reached out to me. And so that's what we're going to do. And so we're going to have that one-on-one discipleship conversation. And that's how the woman at the well and Jesus got together and talked. And that's that one-on-one that we talk about that we can do virtually. Number three is to start or teach a Bible study from YouTube. Yes, you can actually do that. And you can schedule a time, you can set it as a premiere. And then guess what? Your audience is going to see that. And then when it's time to go live, then it's going to go live. And if they're subscribed to your channel, then they can actually watch that Bible study. And you can go on once a week, you can go on biweekly or a month. It just depends on how often you want to go about teaching that Bible study. But try YouTube. That's long form content. And a lot of people click on by topic. It is a search engine. And so they can find your Bible study on YouTube. All right, let's go on to idea number four. And this is, guess what? A lot of people are on social media. And so right now, in the time that you're listening to this episode, we have Reels, we have TikToks, and we have YouTube Shorts. And so video right now is king. So 60 and 90 second videos are really, really big right now. And so think about teaching little snippets of the Bible. Maybe you're doing a topical study on love or on trusting God or fear, overcoming fear, or whatever that may be. Or maybe it's the fruit of the Spirit. And so you can actually do little bite-sized pieces of that Bible study teaching on social media. And don't forget to put it in your stories. Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to share a few more ideas on modern day disciple making for disciple makers. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and grab these next few ideas and then we're going to be out of here. You ready? So number five is teach the commands of Jesus. And guess what? When we're teaching the commands of Jesus, the Bible tells us in 1 John 5:3, loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. That's right. His commandments are not burdensome. So don't feel like this is this heavy weight that you've got to do and all of that, right? But the Bible did tell us, Jesus did tell us early on, and we heard that. He says, go make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, right? But he also said to do what? To teach his commandments, right? And teach them to do what? To obey those commands. And so again, these commands are not burdensome. If you go and read the Sermon on the Mount, or you go through and read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you'll see a lot of the things that Jesus taught the early church, that he taught the disciples when he was walking with them and he was talking to the crowds. And so when you go back and you look at those commands, then you'll see exactly how we need to be teaching others, but also how we're supposed to be obeying those commands as well. So one scripture that I want to read to you, and this is actually a verse from me right now, and I live by it. I love it. And it's just a life verse for me. And it's 2 Timothy 4:2. And this is what it says. Preach the word. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. We're talking about teaching, right? Right. So this is a really, really good verse. And the Bible even tells us, like, how will they hear without a preacher? So you need to be able to share the gospel, share the good news, share the word of God. And there's various ways that you can do this as you're making disciples in our day, in our time. So number six is podcast. Yes. So if you have a podcast, you can actually share the gospel on your podcast. You can actually share the word of God on your podcast. You can have guests and interviews about the word of God. You can actually teach it yourself. And so this goes out all over the globe in various places. There are so many different listeners all over the world. And so when you're having a podcast, you can actually share the gospel. So that's a modern way that we have today. Now we're going to move on to idea number 7, which is IG or Facebook Live. You can actually do a Bible study on these platforms. And what I would suggest is to let your audience know, like put out a little promo and let them know that you are going to go live on a certain day. So for instance, if you're going to go live on Tuesday at 7 p.m. and at CST, you want to let your audience know that you're going to be going live for a Bible study. You're going to be teaching on the book of James or teaching on the book of John, right? The Gospel of John. So however you're going to go about doing that, I just encourage you to let your audience know so that they can prepare to be ready to receive from you. Okay, now I'm going to move on to idea number 8, which is to teach and encourage in your stories. So if you have Facebook or Instagram, it's good to be able to share the word of God in your stories. And this is just a great way to share scripture or a quote from your book or a blog post, or if you have a podcast, you can share an excerpt from that as well. Because there are people that are looking for the word. They're looking to be encouraged. They're looking to be inspired and helped with the scriptures and by a good encouraging word. And so if you can teach or encourage through your stories, that's really, really good. So take advantage of that. All right. Well, before we get out of here, I do want to share a few bonus ideas. And I do want to mention here that they're not all the way modern, but there are some ways that you can do, and I just didn't want to leave them out as we go forth and make disciples. So number one would be just that one-on-one coffee time or lunchtime or dinner with someone who is wanting to grow in their walk with the Lord, or maybe you met them for the first time and you're having this one-on-one conversation with them. So just be spirit-led as the Holy Spirit leads you to say exactly what you need to say. He will fill your mouth. That's what I like to say. It's just like the woman at the well when Jesus was talking to her. He knew exactly what to tell her at the right moment, and it was one-on-one. So that is really, really good to just have like a little sit down with someone. And then next is to host a local Bible study or a meetup. You can totally do that in your area. Look for a spot, a place. Maybe you can use your church or a community center that will allow you to use that space, or you can just rent a space that you find in your area. But you can also consider a local coffee shop where you can actually just invite people to come and do a Bible study, like pick a topic and study the Word of God together. Well, all right, before we get out of here, I do want to recommend a passage of scripture that I encourage you to read, and it's so, so good. And it's about Philip, the evangelist, and the Ethiopian eunuch, and it's coming from Acts 8:26 through 40. So I encourage you to just take some time in your devotional time to read that, because it is just so good. And so a book that I recommend as well is going to be by Francis Chan, and it's called Multiply, Disciples Making Disciples. There's also a study guide in the book as well, and he does have a video teaching series on it. Once again, thank you so much for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.